to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Reverend Rafe Ellis. This is the work of a brilliant mind of God named Dr. Lisa Charles. So just so everybody knows, 9 days ago, she went in and fixed what I broke. And how cool is it that in the intelligence of creation itself, when we break our bodies, we can now go into the body shop and get repaired. Pretty cool. So I do ask that we keep a no-touch zone because it is very tender. And the worst case scenario is actually the internal flinching that happens if I get scared that can do the damage. So that's what's happening here. Let's take a breath together. Who wants to get comfortable with discomfort? Volunteers? It's an interesting concept, isn't it? I want to be really clear. It says getting comfortable with discomfort, not getting comfortable with what makes you discomfort. There's a difference. There's a difference. First, let's start with how we get comfortable. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, most succinctly, it's summed up as when we get our way. Right? When my clothes fit, I'm comfortable. I got my way. Because I don't know anybody that goes out and intentionally gets clothes that don't fit. They might. Actually, this morning is an example of that. I need things I can get on and off loosely. So there you go. Sometimes we do. Fred Luskin, if you've done any research on anger and how it fits into life. Fred Luskin is a brilliant psychologist out of Berkeley. His whole work has been on forgiveness and anger. And Fred Luskin was speaking at the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa one Sunday. And he said this, the only reason any of us ever get angry is because we didn't get what we wanted, which for some reason instantly pissed me off. Just did. I was like, well, it's a crock of garbage. And I spent a year trying to disprove this brilliant psychologist that had spent way more time than me before he made the statement. And all I did was prove that the only reason I ever get mad is when I don't get what I want. That's my discomfort zone. And it has a lot of faces. A lot of faces. And oftentimes, most times, if I'm being really honest, they look like other people. Right? It's rarely my face that's making me unhappy. It's you. All y'all. Even people I haven't met yet. People on my TV screen. People who say stupid things in commercials. I mean, let's get real with each other. We have a tendency to do that here. Right? Why do we need to get comfortable with our discomfort? Because our discomfort is where we grow. Our discomfort is information telling us where we're out of alignment, where we are off track, where a simple adjustment can change everything. I have learned so much over the last 9 days about getting comfortable with my discomfort. And none of it has to do with the pain in my shoulder. And everything has to do with my shoulder. All right. I had to get comfortable surrendering to a medical team that I didn't know. I know Kaiser in Northern California. I don't know Kaiser in Maryland yet. Now, you would think Kaiser is Kaiser, but in my brain, there was a difference. There was a tremendous difference. And so, COVID is on the rise again. And so, for the first time, I'm back there getting prepped for surgery without my wife. I had to get comfortable with that discomfort and all of the things that I'm telling myself about her not being there. Right? And if you think you're not a creative writer, just let things like that happen and watch the narrative that spins out of your brain cells that really, it's like, oh my Lord, I'm like got Greek tragedy going nonstop up here. I mean, she left, you know, they took me back and I don't know where she went. And that was the beginning of the tale. I don't know where she is. Something tragic's going to happen. She's not even going to know. They're going to text her and her phone won't work. And then I'm going to die and she won't even know I'm dead. Ridiculousness. Absolute ridiculousness. And all of it very real. Very real. I had a moment with my surgeon when we were making the decision. And it was, could have been a really awkward moment. My surgeon happens to be a brilliant black woman. And there was a moment where she wanted to check in to see if I was comfortable as a white man with her operating on me. Now we navigated that brilliantly because I understood where she was coming from and I got to share with her where I'm coming from. And it was beautiful. And I got to share with her that I prayed her into being my surgeon. Because I knew the day I hurt this that I really messed it up. It's the second surgery on this shoulder. And so I instantly started treating for the most amazing surgeon available to me when I got to Maryland. And that's exactly what I got. And I got to share with her that, okay, let's just be square with each other. First of all, as a woman, you had to work harder than every man in your field to get to where you are. That's just a fact. As a black woman, you had to work harder than everybody. So am I good with you? You're the most brilliant one available to me. Why would I not be good with that? Now that's a rhetorical question because there's a lot of people that wouldn't be simply because of the wrapping paper. We had a moment where we shared deeply as human beings because we were both comfortable with the discomfort. We were both willing to just be honest with each other. It's the first time I got to pray with my doctor at her request. It was the first time I've read a medical record note that started off with 62-year-old Reverend. I was like, that's different. Normally it's 62-year-old white male, 62-year-old reverend. Right? When we become comfortable with our discomfort, we become empowered to navigate it differently. As long as I'm trying to eliminate my discomfort, I'm trying to eliminate the condition, and I cannot simultaneously focus on the condition and change it at the same time. I cannot tell myself, stop being discomfortable, stop being uncomfortable, stop being uncomfortable, and not get more uncomfortable. Because wherever we're focused, that's what's going to grow. Right? So what I'm inviting you to do is lean in to the discomfort. Every time my shoulder communicates physical discomfort, there's a reason for it. It needs to be adjusted. Right? I need to shift my body. I need to change my sling position. There's a reason for the discomfort. It's communication. What if we learn, instead of trying to avoid discomfort, what if we learn how to listen to it?
Yes.
Right? What if we met every moment of discomfort with, what are you here to share with me? What brilliance from the mind of God do you bring to me? I've had to navigate the discomfort of letting people in this community help me over the last 9 days. There's all kinds of stuff in my brain that tell me that's backwards. Especially being raised Southern. Right? I'm supposed to help you. That's my job. And right now, my job is to learn to receive. It has been excruciatingly uncomfortable to watch my wife do everything in our home to care for our dogs. I'm a Southern man. My job, my delight, my pride in life is to care for her. And it's all turned upside down right now. I didn't expect it to be this uncomfortable. See, I had convinced myself from the neck up that it all made sense. And it does. But we're not dealing with life from the neck up. If we were, nothing would be uncomfortable. Because the brain is this beautiful machine of rationalization. And if everything could be mitigated by rationalization, we wouldn't have emotions, period. We wouldn't even have them. We wouldn't need them. Our emotions make us beautifully, wonderfully complex humans. Our emotions are those things that trigger, oh, you. And, oh, you. Because we feel those things differently. What if we begin to bring all that together? Instead of separating, and I listen to so many of us, it's like, I'm just not going to follow my emotions anymore. Good luck. Let me know how that works for you. There are ways we can turn off our awareness of our emotions. It's called addiction. It's called addiction. Addiction is best defined as a repetitive behavior that we continue to engage in despite the observable negative consequences. We keep doing something even when it doesn't work. Right? And so we do things, whether it's sex, drugs, rock and roll, gambling, eating, exercising, jumping out of airplanes. It really doesn't matter what it is. If you're engaging in a behavior, in an activity to change your emotions, you are engaging in some level of addiction. If we allow our emotions, do you know how long they take to actually cycle through and happen? 3 to 5 seconds. 3 to 5 seconds. That's the physiology of our emotions. Why do they linger so long? Because we latch on to them. Instead of just going, huh, I'm experiencing some sadness. And just being with that sadness and then allowing ourselves to process what might be happening that we're sad about. See, if we do it that way, 3 to 5 seconds. But when we lock into, I don't have time to feel sad. I can't feel sad. Nope. Sadness is bad. Happy, good. Sad, bad. Pain, bad. Pleasure, good. That is the framework of addiction. Who decided sadness was bad? Who made that up? And what, more importantly, Why are you following what you can't even explain? You don't know who made up the rules, but you're following them. I'm just saying that ain't got nothing to do with who made it up. But see, we can get distracted. We get all focused on the rules rather than questioning, why are we following them? Why? Is it because we're afraid to feel sad? Is it because no one ever normalized sad? I don't know. And I suspect it's different for each of us. What I want to offer you this morning is the sooner you get comfortable with being uncomfortable, the quicker you will grow. The quicker you will meet the authentic you that is beyond definable in this human realm. The authentic you has a magnificence that can't be quantified or qualified, that has the power to feel discomfort without being uncomfortable doing it. It's an interesting concept. Because the only thing that makes it discomfort is because it has broken a rule that we've bought into. If somebody you love passes away, you feel something. I think that's normal. And there's no time limit. Right? But we put all these rules and caveats. Ask somebody whose spouse has died, and there's unwritten rules about how long we're supposed to grieve before we go, and notice another human being. Who said? Who made up the rules? Why are you following them? What's true for you? See, because getting comfortable with discomfort, that's where you're going to learn what's true for you. You can't live by what's true for me. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you that's the land of crazy. Because I live with me. I know. I am the expert on what's happening in here. Do not come in here unsupervised. And if you do, tether yourself so someone can get you out. And I promise to stay out of yours. Okay? Because I can't live inside your thoughts either. Nor do I want to. This beautiful part of this teaching, it's not here to tell you what to think. It's to teach you how to think. Not what to think. How to think. How to examine what you do believe, free of any guilt, shame, or blame. How to just go, that's a black folder. That's an interesting thought. Same attachment. What if you just played with your beliefs in the same practical way? This is a sling. I told myself, They have the same power until we give them different power. It's an amazing thing to sit still with discomfort. Discomfort that over the past 9 days has allowed me to realize that I still have some self-worth issues to navigate. Because as I sat there feeling in the way, feeling like a burden, feeling all kinds of things that were just not true. Was it true that our lives are upside down right now and Deborah's having to do a lot more than Deborah had to do 9 days ago? Yes. None of that makes me in the way. None of that makes me a problem. None of that makes me, I need to find a way to just drive even though I'm not supposed to and go disappear off the planet. These are the crazy things that go through your head. At least they go through mine. Right? And when I sat with all that, I was able to own, dude, there's some unhealed stuff going on here. Because there was a time in my life where my presence was in the way. I'm not with those people anymore, but my thoughts are still with me. And so when those thoughts get activated, I'll plug anybody in to the role, because now it's the scene is playing out and I just need actors. They don't have to be the right actors. I just need to plug somebody into the roles that these people played so that I can go, see, I told you so, because we want to be right. We want to be right. And if I plug you into that role and I treat you like that person, you will begin to respond like they did. And then I'm right. See, told ya. And then Fred Luskin's right. The only reason we ever get mad is because we didn't get what we wanted. And are we? This is the question I want you to dance with this week. Are you willing to throw away the most beautiful thing in your life, which is you, just to be right? Just to be right. Let's take this into prayer. What I know is love. I know that love is the very essence that permeates all life, because love is life expressing itself everywhere present. When I allow myself to see it, all there is love. And so in this moment, I recognize love is the foundation of life. Love is the very essence of my being. Love is the essence of all being, the ground of all being. And love simply loves. It loves enough to navigate every human discomfort. It loves deeply enough to navigate every emotional angst. It loves completely enough to heal every physical ouch. Knowing that on the other side is an amazing hallelujah, where love meets love, where peace meets peace, where the story comes into alignment with the truth of itself, where we let go of all the made-up narratives, and where we just rest in the peace and the comfort of, there I am. There I am. There I am. The I am. It is the truth of being in each and every one. And so I speak a word of gratitude. A word of gratitude that knows that life is unfolding itself brilliantly, perfectly, magnificently in every moment. Whether I call it comfortable or uncomfortable, whether I call it pleasure, whether I call it pain, life is unfolding magnificently, brilliantly, expanding itself in, through, and as each of us, as the collective us. And so I celebrate. I celebrate that it is done, and the only thing for me to do is let go and step into an experience of that. And so I do. I invite you to join me as we say together, "And so it is." I love you.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.